Good afternoon, actually. Today is Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Oh, it's about 12:06 now in the afternoon. I want to share about bearing much fruit. Yes, bearing much fruit. That's huge. It is something that, now our theme for this year is living unto God. And that's how you bear much fruit. You want results? Then go to a fellowship just like ours, where you are fed, you are nourished the right things, okay? The most perfect and excellent way to walk with God. How do you bear much fruit? Well, first of all, yes, go to God with much confidence and boldness. You just go to God and give Him the desires of your heart. What would you like? And I'm sure it's God's desire is your desire, and vice versa. And as you made that decision, you desire it, you give it to God, and you know what? You will bear that fruit. That fruit is so amazing, and you are that witness to people, believers and non-believers, and they will see, wow, look at her life. She's bearing much fruit. And I know I talk about this many times because 2 years ago, 2024, I really am bared much fruit, because then I traveled everywhere, really all over the world. And I didn't know, but God knew. God has big plans for all of us. You just need to tap into Him and let Him work. Allow Him, permit Him to work in your life and tell Him, God, yeah, I want to bear much fruit. That fruit is going to God and giving everything to God and desiring it. Make that decision. Give it to Him. Of course, when you give it to Him, you're desiring something. It has to be in alignment with God's will as well. Okay. So, yeah, I've been seeing it much more and more. What is the fruit that I'm bearing? And once you taste that fruit, it's so good. It's so sweet. You will never let go of that taste. And so I encourage you guys, bearing much fruit is living unto God. That's where our hearts and our minds should be, to bear that fruit from God. And when people see it, man, they just wonder, wow, look at her. If I see that to somebody, they're bearing much fruit like that, and it's coming from God, man, I want the same thing. I want to be much encouraged and yeah, and enjoy that abundance of life the way God designed our lives to be, exceedingly and abundantly, right? So continue, for those of us, for those of you who keep going to like our UK Zoom, continue to do that. Like your five fundamentals: speak in tongues much, staying connected, honoring your first fruits, pray for laborers. God, bring it on to me, bring it on. And before you know it, they are laborers will be in front of you. That's bearing much fruit. What is my purpose in life? Sometimes I ask God, what's my purpose in our lives to live in this world? Well, you want to be rich, and that richness is whether it's spirituality richness, financially, yeah, sure. Your health, your relationship with people around you, your connections. Yeah, you want to be rich, and that richness is bearing much fruit in your life. So I exhort you to continue what you're doing, for those of you who are now, and keep going to God with boldness and confidence, knowing full well that the end result is you will be in the promised land, the land of milk and honey. And you will bear that much fruit where, wow, everything around you or that surrounds you is just blessings upon blessings. Yeah, God has blessed you so you become that blessor. I want to be able to go ahead and display or be that witness to people, and they wonder and says, wow, look at her. Wow, she's bearing much fruit in her life. And, you know, that can be an open door, and people will ask you, wow, how come you're bearing so much fruit? Because I go to God. And it's so simple. And you know what? You just begin. Don't dwell on what the adversary will tell you. Oh, you're out in the dumps. And sometimes, you know, the adversary will come into your life that you think, wow, this is all God. But really, you know, the adversary's job is very deceiving. So just be careful and ask God for discernment. Is this from you, God, or is this from the devil? And you will know that you know what is of God and what is of the adversary. And when the adversary comes, he's under your feet. Just squash him. And don't even let him enter your life that way. But, you know, let God enter into your life. Because in the end, you know, you're also giving God the glory. And then you will bear godly fruits. And that's such an amazing walk. I would not rather be in another place, you know, but just going to God and have high expectations that he'll keep blessing you. Life is not a burden. It is a blessing when it comes from God. And you will know the result because you will bear that fruit, that godly fruit. And you know what? Once you've tasted that goodness of God, you'd be there. You would want to be there all the time. God, show me your goodness. Show me your blessings. Show me what bearing much fruit is. And that fruit is coming from God. And once you've tasted that fruit, that goodness, it's so sweet. And oh my gosh, yeah. So you know that you know it is from God. So continue that walk. That walk that you will just shine in this dark world. You know, this world gets darker and darker, and as it's so, we get brighter and brighter because we bring that light into this dark world. That's also our purpose that in life, and that's also bearing that fruit is when you shine. You shine because godly things are manifesting, are coming out of you inside and out. So yeah, it's a beautiful walk. I keep encouraging you and exhorting you to do that walk. And you know, like Lauren says, you always come out smelling like roses. Yeah, you get into a hiccup, a situation, a predicament. But you know what? As you go to God, you know, like say it's a carnal thing, very emotional situation. And you know that situation is carnal, is emotional. Because your heart will just get heavy and heavy. But you know, as you go to God, your heart will get lighter and lighter. Whatever challenges that you're having, that will just dissipate. I mean, it'll just go just like that as you look to God. Because then you know that God will get you out of that predicament or that hiccup, whatever it is. And he always has the answers. I mean, if I go the devil's way, there's nothing there but darkness. And it's a trap. And you don't want to be trapped. You want to be in God's kingdom where he's just going to get you out of your trials and tribulations like that. And then you know you are bearing that fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of God. Yeah, where it's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, self-temperance, for is there such no law? Wow, I want to walk that way, God, each and every day. And nothing will faze me as I look to you, as I go to you, because that fruit of the Spirit is nothing but, wow, just an abundant life, the way God designed life to be. you know, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. So stay with it, continue to go. There's no other way but God, because when that, when you bear that fruit, I'm telling you, it gets sweeter and sweeter every day, because our God is so sweet. Our God is love, unconditional love, and he's easy to be entreated. You just know you're in a situation with God that you know, because the transaction is smooth, nothing challenging with God, nothing deceiving. Everything has clarity. You have answers. You have information, godly information, where you can apply it in your daily life and people will see. Oh my gosh, when people see it, you know, I always get asked, like at Costco, my call center, they say, oh, there's something about you. Oh, okay, I just know it's that Christ in me, just radiating, right? Just smile. And they know that they know there's something special about you. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing, it's a wonderful life. And that's an open door. People will ask. And God always says to me, okay, Ethel, this is your cue. It's an open door, because they ask, and it's as simple as you're radiating that Christ in you, in your life. And it's really a good thing. Wow, God is so good. Oh, taste and see that God is good. What an amazing God that we have. He's all good. So, like I said, continue to look to him, and you will see signs, miracles, and wonders come to pass in your lives. And it's effortless. It's organic. Don't panic. It's organic, because then God will put you in situations where you always come out victorious and triumphant. Again, he will never leave you nor forsake you or abandon you, because that's not the God that we have. We have a God who will lead you to a victorious and triumphant life. And so, yeah, that's my encouragement this week. I sure love you guys. Have a blessed week. Mwah.